Ammon, how you doing?
So I'm doing great, guys. What's going on?
Well, lots is happening in Cleveland, man. You guys got Johnny Manziel a few weeks ago. Everybody's going crazy. But winning the lottery is a little bit different because the odds were so not in their favor. Who do you think right now they would lean towards with the number one pick?
You know, there are so many options. You know, there's been reports about Embiid from Kansas. I myself, I really like Wiggins. That's the guy that I would want. But the thing about the Cavaliers, the reason why this helped them out so much, is they're in like kind of willing and dealing mode right now. David Griffin, who's the new GM of the Cavaliers, he's got his ears open. He's listening to everybody, and the possibility is that they could trade out of that pick. For me, knowing that the Cavs have struggled with a wing player, I think that's somebody they really need a score out on the wing. I think you got to go with Wiggins. I'm okay with the Canadian Cavaliers. I'm actually rooting for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting and unprecedented to have this win the lottery like this. I mean, you go back to 03 when they got LeBron James in the first place. It's just how much carping is there coming from other teams, even though it's just luck of the draw?
Oh, it's absolutely luck of the draw. And that's the biggest thing is I think everybody is surprised. You know, at the station last night for ESPN Cleveland where I worked, it was a foregone conclusion that the Cavs weren't winning it at all. And I think everybody in the NBA, the last thing they thought was that the Cavs would end up with the first pick. So it's just been a big surprise. And I think it's been a shock around the NBA. I know Bill Simmons wasn't really excited about it, so he's been catching some slack from Cleveland. But I think around the NBA, everybody is shocked, and they know the Cavs are open for business. So I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of moves being made around the draft. Amongst the Cavs and a variety of teams around the NBA.
Now, I just want to go back to the lottery win in LeBron's year. It was ridiculously deep with Bosch and Carmelo Anthony and Dwayne Wade and LeBron. Now, this class is certainly not that deep, but how would you rate the top of this draft?
It's the best it's been since the Cavaliers, you know, they've had the top pick three of the last 4 years. As far as the depth of the draft, this is the deepest draft. You know, Kyrie, the year that the Cavs got Kyrie in the first round, there were some pretty decent players. The year where they took Deion Waiters at four and later on to Tyler Zeller, you know, it was one of the weaker drafts. And then last year, really, really weak draft. This is by far the best situation they've been in the past few years. In the lottery is deep. You have wing players, you have big men, you have point guards. Anything that you need that the team can look at and say, we have to make this position better on our team, there's a guy in the draft that you could go and get. So I can't, just express enough how the Cavs are in a great position to turn everything around. They just got to make the right move.
You mentioned the two guys from Kansas. I look at the league now. Drafting a center early in the draft would be ridiculous. Teams don't win now with centers.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you 100%. Right now, the NBA center, the prototypical NBA center for me, is a guy that can run the floor, finish at the rim, and block shots. It's not the traditional post-up, post-move, the Shaquille O'Neals, the Hakeem Olajuwons. That's not the NBA game anymore. So when I woke up this morning and I got a bunch of, hey, I'm hearing that Embiid is on the Cavs, top of the Cavs draft list. I said, I think this is the typical, like, bait and switch, the leak misinformation, because there's no way. And the Cavs don't really need a true center. They have Anderson Varejao, a guy who can defend anybody, the prototypical garbage man, if you will. He's going to get you a double-double every night. He's going to hustle. So they don't really need a traditional center, and I don't think they want one. You look at a guy like for Kentucky, like Cully Stein. Like, that's the type of guy that, when I look at centers and what the NBA is turning into, that's the type of guy that I think is the new wave of centers, and I think it'd be a complete waste of the first round for our first pick overall to draft a center. I would be extremely upset if that happened.
Wiggins over Jabari Parker. Why do you like Wiggins more?
Well, With the exception of Kyrie, I'm not a big fan of Duke players. You know, they I look at who's been the best Duke player to ever play, maybe Grant Hill. But I like Wiggins, just his athleticism. The guy is raw, and he's got a long way to go, but he can flat out score the ball. And this team, they for a while, the Cavs wanted to be a defensive team, but with this new general manager and David Griffin, they're going to switch and go for offense. They've got young players who can flat out get to the bucket, and I think you want to add to that. Running the floor, yeah, I think you're going to see the Cavs really open it up and run a wide-open type of offense. So, for me, Wiggins is that kind of guy. He can score from anywhere on the floor, and on the break, he's probably more dangerous than Parker is. I mean, Parker, nice, solid, you know, fundamental player. He can score, too. But just thinking about, you know, can he put it on the floor against the other threes in the NBA, I'm not 100% confident that he can. So that's my biggest reason. I'm just not sure that he making the move from the three. I know he played a little bit of four in college. Just really putting the ball on the floor, creating his own shot for Parker. I'm not sold that he can do that. We know Wiggins can pretty much score wherever, whenever he wants to.
Want to give you a question that's a bit out of left field, although – with some of the jabber talking what-ifs on talk radio the last few days, maybe it's not that far out. LeBron James, is there any appetite whatsoever to see him return to Cleveland? And do you think it's even a remote possibility?
You know, there's two lines of thought in Cleveland. With LeBron James, you have the fans that go, oh, my God, come back. We need you. We know that you're our best chance to win a title. And then there's people who, you know, be completely honest with you, or like myself, that go, hey, you know, you left. Go ahead, you know, do your thing other places. You know, you didn't exactly feel you could win a championship here. So go ahead and move on and do your thing. So I think the city is split as far as do they want him back or not. But as far as an opportunity or a chance that he returns, I think getting the number one pick helps. I think it's a long shot. I honestly think it's a long shot. But getting the number one pick helps. Cavaliers are looking for a coach. They get a guy like Tom Izzo or John Calipari or Coach Krzyzewski, which are all kind of long shots at this point. Uh-huh. That'll help. So the Cavs have a long way to go to entice LeBron on returning. But it definitely... the chances got better last night with getting the first overall pick.
Well, I think it would help. You know, you mentioned Kyrie Irving. Mm-hmm. That would definitely help. You know, if LeBron James goes there, he looks and says, man, they've got a lot of young talent. And I think if – I wonder if he wins the championship, if the odds are better, because he'd have his 3 years. If LeBron went back to Cleveland and brought a championship there, that might be worth, in some people's eyes, two or three championships because, you know – he's the superstar who went to the small market, not the other way around.
Right. Yeah, it would definitely, I mean, it'd go a long way. If anybody brings Cleveland a championship, they'll sing songs about them. They'll build statues. They might even change the name of the city after the person, whoever it is. So, yeah, that would go a long way. And I think about what's going on in Cleveland right now. We may just have someone who could end up being a bigger star than LeBron James, and that's Johnny Manziel. If Manziel brings Cleveland a championship, he will by far be the biggest athlete to ever play here. But LeBron holds that title right now, and a lot of people in Cleveland just want to win so bad that they'll be more than happy if LeBron could come back. I mean, it'd be a great story.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Off topic, but you mentioned it. You're there. Talk about the buzz that Manziel has created with the draft. We had the antics and the money stuff. The guy can play. What's the tone around there?
It is Johnny Manziel mania in Cleveland. It really is. I mean, it's all Johnny all the time. They're printing up T-shirts. Everybody's, you know, looking for the first glimpse of Johnny Manziel. I mean, a rookie mini champ. News broke when he was out on the field stretching. He has this town going crazy, and it really, if he comes out and produces, which everybody's pulling for him, it'll be a great story. And Cleveland needs this, guys. You know, Cleveland has been the armpit of the sports, you know, universe for a long, long time. So getting Johnny Manziel, winning the lottery, getting the first overall pick, it's a great time to be a Cleveland sports fan, and definitely a great time to be a Cleveland sports talk show host.
Oh, yeah, you guys would be loving it. That would be a huge story. I'm telling you, I think it would be awesome. It would be such a change to see a superstar go to a smaller market team and see if they could win. It would be huge. We'll see what happens. We appreciate your time.
Anytime, guys.